Palazzo Riccioni stands on a road which today is busy with cars and passers-by, testament to a time when Palo del Colle began to grow beyond its ancient walls. In the 19th century, roads became wider and modern ideas abounded. In 1867, in that climate of transformation, the architect Luigi Castellucci designed this elegant palazzo. The building is neoclassical in style and in spirit, rejecting the frills of the past and embracing instead order and proportion. The symmetrical facade, with its sober gables and columns, evokes Greek and Roman antiquity in its discreet beauty. The real soul of the building, however, is not purely architectural. It is made up of family, history, and politics. The name Riccioni is rooted in centuries of history, originally from Auricaro. The family fled to Palo in the 15th century when the wars between Queen Joanna of Anjou and the King of Hungary began to threaten the area. From then on, the family was involved in town life as mayors, priests, and important citizens. Don Francesco Riccioni was involved with the Carbonari and fought for a free and united Italy. Vincenzo Riccioni was born in 1891 and was a professor rector, member of parliament, and above all a man of the South. He defended the peasants, denounced the unproductive estates, wrote about land reclamation and reforms with his eye constantly on the fairer and more modern agriculture. In his essays and speeches, he spoke of the land not just as something to be cultivated, but a promise to keep. Today, Palazzo Riccioni is not just a historical building. It is a silent symbol in the midst of hectic daily life, which tells a story of civil courage and renewal and of a time when beauty was order and politics was passion.